He just left.
She had a hissy fit, dude.
I leave. I have a hissy fit. It gets even better. I go home.
Okay.
I lock myself in my room. My boyfriend is on the other side of the room trying to get in the room.
Yeah.
Won't let him in. The next I call, I worked for Wells Fargo at the time. I call in the work the next day for a bereavement day.
Oh, God. You were inconsolable. Inconsolable. Yes.
What did you tell them when you called? It was what?
A bereavement day. Somebody died in my family.
Yes, which it felt like that because that was, we were robbed. The Packers were robbed of that one.
We were robbed.
I can understand that because I remember that game very clearly.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, we got funny listeners.
So you threw a drink on the ground.
I just
stormed out of the bar, went home, locked your boyfriend out,
and
called into work the next
called
day.
Called into work saying she was grieving. That's a great story because all I picture is you throwing the drink and walking out of the bar.
Yep.
Yeah. It was priceless. They cannot live it down. We talk about it every time we play the Seahawks.
Oof.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that story with us.
That
and being honest about it, too. Because a lot of people wouldn't have the balls to be like, I lost control and threw a drink.
I did. I love the game.
Good for you.
I can't help myself.
Hey, man, you love the Packers. Were you upset about this past weekend's game, by the way? Were you just
I was upset, but I may have gambled a little bit, and I won. So I was like, well.
Oh, when that does, just look to something else to make you happy.
You know? If we're going to lose, at least I took the spread this week. And life is good.
There you go. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Carla. Somebody texted in and said, I'm a woman and I bleed cheese. When the Packers are not doing well, I definitely throw ish.
Told you, it's women too, man.
Yeah.
Packers will get the best of you sometimes. It's the only one left in the world, and people are petitioning to save it. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I have so many jokes. I have so many things I want to shout out, but I won't.
Go ahead. Do you know what it is?
A decent man.
A decent man? No.
No. Man. Not men.
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
there's a lot of good ones. That's why I didn't want to piss anyone off.
We do commercial-free hours all day, every day, and we got another one happening at noon. Two commercial-free hours.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember a Blockbuster video?
Do I? Uh-huh. I mean, I've seen pictures. I'm much too young to remember Blockbuster.
There is one, Allie.
Of course. We used to go there on Friday nights, man.
There is one Blockbuster video left in the world that is still has like the Blockbuster sign on it, the blue awning that it has in front of it.
Exactly. Excuse me while I ask why.
One. It is in Georgian Bluffs, Ontario, Canada. It shut down in 2011, so it's not open.
Okay.
But it still stands, and it has the Blockbuster sign and
it's
everything
not even
on
open.
It. No, but people now have a petition online to save this and turn it into some sort of a museum.
Get a life.
Because it is the last remaining Blockbuster in the world.
And so?
I tend to agree with them.
So what?
It's the last one. You got to save it. It's like an endangered species. If you found the last dodo bird before they went extinct, you would want to save it, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
When Ponderosa went out, I didn't go look for the last Ponderosa, which I should watch what I say because I heard there might still be one around here. Did I go look for Shoney's to save the last Shoney's before it got shut down?
I have to disagree, Allie, because you didn't spend Friday nights of your youth browsing the aisles of a Ponderosa looking for a movie and then realizing they don't have it, so you got to get on a list so that you can get your copy of Independence Day next Sunday when some jerk returns it. But it says guaranteed in stock, Blockbuster. It says guaranteed in stock. But read the little asterisk, Riggs. It says not guaranteed all the time in stock. Blockbuster video.
There's a Ponderosa for real. There really is one around here.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Gotta be.
In Hartford?
I'll
that
go.
Can't be.
I gotta dress up Sunday best for Ponderosa,
man. If that's for real, I'm blown away. Anyway, you're gonna dress up for Ponderosa this weekend?
When I was a kid, my dad used to make me put on a collared shirt to go to Ponderosa. I went with a t-shirt and shorts. He went, "You're not going in that. Change your shirt. We're going to Ponderosa for a nice dinner."
You also used to have to dress up, though, to go to church.
True.
You don't have to do that anymore either. Let's be real.
Some do, but you don't have to, no. So this is like the last one. There's a petition. They've got 2,000 people that have signed it so far.
Only
2,000.
No.
But the last remaining Blockbuster ever in Canada. I say save it. Save it. Why not?
I don't need the last standing Blockbuster to be around for me to be okay in life. Are we going to go look for a Howard Johnson's next?
Probably.
I mean, where are we at here? A Chi Chi's?
Well, don't check your email because I signed the petition with your name.
I did. I don't need Blockbuster.
It needs all the help it can get, Allie.
I have Netflix. I'm fine.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, what was the main reason that they just had to cancel the show? It was all because of social media.
Okay.
So
why?
When the Kardashians started, there wasn't Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook. None of that was around.
No.
They didn't have to deal with social media.
They might have had MySpace, but it wasn't to the level that it is now.
Yeah, well, and you weren't watching people in real time like you are now.
No.
So basically, Kris Jenner said it was just too hard as the years went on because you're watching them live their real life in real time, and then you're waiting 4 months to see the same stuff happen on a TV show, and it gets ridiculous after a while because we could just watch them on social media.
And imagine from their side, if they want to push a product, because they're always pushing something, they got to wait 4 months before they can make money on something.
Yeah, and so that's exactly right, and that's what she said with all their makeup lines. It's like, well, they have to coincide it, and they're ready to just do it on social. So I get that. It has changed TV.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about The Bachelorette and The Bachelor. They can't even post anything until the show airs, at least. Mm-hmm. So you can't get any spoilers. We still do. But you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
The Kardashians, it was just all out there. You knew Tristan cheated on Khloe the day before she gave birth. You knew all of these things, you know. So
it might be unhealthy for them too, because like hold in your emotions about whatever personal event just happened, because we need it for the show.
Right.
So now I can't vent my frustrations about a cheating spouse or whatever. Yeah.
Yes, and I watched the most recent episode. I hadn't seen an episode in probably a year, and it was a lot of like it was the Kendall Kylie fighting, because now they're 20, early 20s, and Kim's got 4 kids. Courtney's got 3. It's almost like let's just go to the younger ones to fight now. Because I'm not saying Kylie doesn't have a kid, but I'm saying you can tell the others are older and over it, and the younger ones are now going at it. So it's fine. I mean,
social media ruined the Kardashians.
Well, it just made it impossible to do anything, a reality show in real time, you know?
By the way, somebody sent a message and asked why I don't play this.
Oh, my God. Who?
When we talk about
them. We barely talk about them.
Well, because they're canceled now. They're not on anymore. The show's...
Well, they canceled themselves, in fairness.
I know. So
next year, you know, there's another season, Riggs.
I know.
There's a season in 2021. Last season doesn't even air until 2021.
Oh, God,
I thought you knew that. Sorry.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
no, I didn't.
It's not over.
Let me do a test real quick on you, Allie. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Pick up your phone real quick.
I don't need any more tests.
Like, hold up your phone. Act like you're going to text me. Like, if you were going to text me, how do you hold your phone? What do you use to text right
there?
What are you using to text me on the keyboard? What would you use? Like, just in your hands, physically on your hands. Would you use your thumbs?
Yeah, my thumbs.
Two thumbs.
I had to look and see what I was going to use. My thumbs.
Thumbs, whole time, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I would do the same thing, because look, right here, I've got my phone, I would just use my thumbs.
Yeah. Cool. I'm holding it with both sides, and then I use my thumbs.
It's the great thing about being a human, we got the opposable thumbs.
Yeah.
And that's how you're supposed to text.
Yeah.
Which is why I was horrified when I look over at my wife and I realize that she's holding the phone in her left hand and using her right hand with one finger just to type. That's how she texts all the time with one finger.
Oh, I can see that in a while, but that's like old school to me. That's like my dad. That's like my dad.
That's her thing.
Like he would type really slow. And then it'd be like one at a time.
She does it because she says it's better at predicting her words when she does it that way. Because otherwise, if she goes fast with her thumbs, she realizes that the autocorrect will always change it to something it's not supposed to be.
Oh.
So she says she uses her finger, and that's why. Because I go, are you just texting?
She thinks she's controlling autocorrect by using a different finger?
She says that it's changed it. She says that it doesn't do that. And
whatever
went, hey,
it tells her in her mind.
Man, if it works for you, I guess. But I was like, you're just holding it with one hand and tapping it with one finger.
Because you know what? I was at the doctor yesterday and I was waiting in line. And you know, you're like standing 6 feet back in your own little planet.
Yeah.
And I was emailing, which is the same thing. I was returning an email and I remember being like, and I was using my thumbs.
Yeah.
And then they were like, Allison? I'm like, okay, done. But I was using my thumbs. I don't know if I could do it that quick with one pointy finger.
I can do it way faster with two thumbs. That's what I thought too. I go, couldn't you do it faster with two thumbs?
Yeah.
Once you get used to it? I would think it would be like when you're on a keyboard. Do you put both hands on a keyboard and use like your home row like you're supposed to?
Well, if you know how to type, you do.
Yeah. Otherwise,
you either learned how to type at some point in your life or you didn't. And I did, so I used two hands.
Or you hunt and peck for the keys.
Which again is my father. And he'll be like, S L R. And I'm like, Dad, stop hitting the computer so hard.
No, my wife types normally on a computer.
That's funny.
But I've seen people with the hunt and peck thing. But I go, there's really two ways to text. You can either use your thumbs or you can use your fingers.
I never thought about it. But you're right. Not
one of the two.
The thumb, it's thumbs all day for me.
Thumbs all day for me, too.
Unless I only have one hand, which does happen a lot.
And even then, you're still using your thumb.
That's
aren't
actually,
you?
I had
aren't
to
you?
Think about this. I had to, like, hold the steering wheel and go, okay, what would I do? Oh, God, what would I do if I had one hand?
Right.
And that's, it's my right thumb that I
it's
use.
It's the thumb, man. Yeah.
It's the thumb.
The thumb. So are you a thumb texter or are you a finger texter? There's your question. 414-799-1037.
Thumb or a finger gal?
Yeah, thumb or a finger guy or gal. What do you do? 414-799-1037. We can read your text us with your thumbs or your fingers, whichever one you want. We'll talk to you next. Hold on. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Are you a thumber? Are you a finger person when it comes to texting, right? Because I really think you can go one of two ways. Probably most people use thumbs. Allie, you're a thumb texter?
I'm a thumb texter. With both thumbs.
With both thumbs?
I had to think about it.
Yeah, if you're doing two-hand thumbs or if you're using one hand to like push a shopping cart and the other hand with your other thumb, then that's what you use, right? Your thumbs all day.
Thumb gal.
414-799-1037. Let's go to Corey in Milwaukee. Corey, are you a thumb texter or a finger texter?
I'm one of those hunting texts, so you know what I do? I do the talk, the voice to text.
Okay.
Yes, I need to switch to that. It's amazing I haven't, but then too many people will get long texts.
Uh-huh. Doesn't it mishear you?
I don't have to worry about trying to find a certain letter.
Doesn't it mishear you every once in a while and you got to go back and edit it, or do you just send it and leave it?
Once in a while, but you know.
We'll let them sort it out.
Yeah. Why not?
Right. Fair enough. Well, thanks for calling.
Rache
listened to this morning, so he's the voice to text. I've also seen people that'll swipe on the keyboard. You can do that on the new iOS for the iPhone. You can swipe around on the keyboard.
Oh.
Like the swipe
maybe
keyboard.
Maybe you taught me that and I just forgot about
it. It's very strange.
It.
Unless you're used, some people that are used to it like it because the Android phones had it for a while.
I appreciate that they made me take typing in high school and I learned how to type and then it all comes down to my thumbs on my phone.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, do you know where the letters are because it's the same keyboard, the same layout.
Do I though? Or is it because I text a lot?
That
I mean,
too.
Let's be real.
Probably a little bit of column A, a little column
let's
B.
Let's be real.
Brad's in Waukesha. What up, Brad?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
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 When it comes to texting, are you a thumb texter or a finger texter?
I'm a thumb texter, and I can, like I said, I can do what I heard Ali was saying. I can text with one hand with my thumb.
Yeah. Have you? Yes, totally. Go on.
Yeah.
And pretty quick. It's not like it's like slow. It's like... You know,
right.
Yeah.
Right. We might have issues there, Brad.
Uh-huh.
I'm the same because I was practicing with one hand when Riggs brought it up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I do the one thumb because I'm either carrying it or, I mean, let's hypothetically, I'm driving. I mean, I wouldn't do that. But you know what I'm saying?
Don't do that. No.
Never, Brad.
All right.
Never.
So you're a thumb guy as well, and you're quick on the thumbs, right?
Oh, yeah. And there's some people I, you know, like I taught my mom back in the day how to text, and she does a finger peck. It takes her like 10 minutes to say three words.
The
it's like the old people thing. My dad finger pecks. It's like, L.
I've told my wife, I go, dude, when you finger text, it takes you so much longer. Twice the time, man. Twice the time. All right, so you're a thumb guy. Thank you so much for calling, dude. We appreciate you listening.
Have a good day.
You too. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Good morning, Kiss FM. Oh, them, that was Tony.
Oh,
we got
well, they don't text at all.
They don't.
Did you just call them Tony?
Yeah,
the tone, the dial tone.
Yeah, it's Tony.
It's
what he calls.
Riggs. You're stupid.
I know.
I've never heard
you
say that joke.
You've never
before.
Picked up on that before?
That's Tony.
Yeah, Tony, dial tone.
I just did. Anyway, where was I? I was texting with my thumbs. I'm very busy here.
People texted into 414-799-1037. Somebody said, OMG, I text like your wife. So there is a pecker on there.
Okay.
Somebody goes, pecks with the fingers. I get called a pecker at work.
Oh, go on.
Because apparently I peck away at the keyboard.
Somebody texted in, this is Allie from Hartford. I use my thumbs. My mom does the pointer finger and it makes me so mad. people are all the same. It's like, you know, somebody else that I text with both hands on my phone and use my thumbs to type. Wait. Oh, yes. That's what we're
saying. That's what we're saying.
Yes. Bang, yes.
Both hands, but you use both thumbs. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Megan.
Hey, Megan. How do you text? Do you use your thumbs or do you use your fingers like a hunt and peck?
I just use my thumbs, like, you know, both hands on
the thumb. Yeah,
okay,
right. And then if you have one hand, it's your right thumb, right?
Yeah. Well, my boyfriend, he, regardless of whether he has two hands available or not, will only hold it in his right hand and use his right thumb.
Okay. So always right hand, always right thumb.
I don't
all
have
the time.
Patience for one thumb.
It takes a while. Plus,
too.
When you got to reach.
I think it's crazy that he does that.
When it you have it in your right hand, you got to go all the way over to the A, and it's such a pain to go all the way across.
If you have the bigger iOS.
Yes.
See,
you have the
some
bigger
of this
one,
depends
yeah.
on what phone you have, because
yes.
when I got the iPhone, what do I have, the 11?
It looks like the 11,
I got
11,
the cheapest
yeah.
11, the cheapest of the three, right?
Yeah.
So I got the cheapest 11, and it's bigger.
Yeah.
So your thumb has to reach, and there are times where I'm like, I can't get my thumb to the A.
Yes.
If I'm texting with one hand.
Unless you get the long thumbs that reach over there.
Who has that?
Nobody does. Thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning. We'll talk to you tomorrow. A lot of people thumb people then. Majority thumb, I'd say.
I think that's the norm.
You can always text us. 414-799-1037. Just don't text and drive, all right? 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie, 953.
Good morning.
If you need anything from us, you can always get our show on demand. Is it 1037kissfm.com? Or maybe you're one of those people that's like, well, when I get to work, my radio's in my car and I don't have a radio. It's okay. You have a phone. Your phone is now your radio with the radio.com app. Download it today.
Yep.
Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Allie?
Well, we just got done talking about the thumbs.
Yeah. Fingers or thumbs.
Text. Yeah. How you text. And yeah. I never thought about it until you brought it up, but yeah. I'm a thumb texter. I hold my iPhone in both hands and I use both thumbs.
Yep.
Unless I'm only got one hand, then I just use my right thumb.
Yep. I was watching my wife text the other day, and
yeah.
she had her phone in the left hand, and with her right hand and her index finger, she was just typing very carefully.
Yep.
What she was doing.
She's
and
doing
I was
my
like,
dad, the grandpa
I like,
thing.
I was like, what are you doing there? What are you doing there? Why don't you use your thumbs like a normal person?
Did you go, can you see, is your sight okay?
She puts on her readers.
I should teach her voice to text, but she probably wouldn't trust it.
You know what I just realized? I'm going to have to put on readers probably at some point in my life, like
yeah.
my parents. It's going to happen someday.
Yeah, it's
I'm
already...
I mean,
I'm only 29 and I'm wearing them all the
Shut
time.
Up. 29. 10, 15 years ago.
Shut up. You added way too many years to
I
that.
I did. Well, you subtracted too many years.
I do have moments, though, where I have trouble seeing, and I'm like, really, damn it?
Uh-huh.
Really? We're here?
We're getting there,
really?
Man. We're getting there.
What'd you learn?
I learned something from you this morning, that you are getting inundated with text messages, much like everybody else, for political season.
Enough.
You are getting inundated with those and weight loss messages
and
weight loss
like,
texts.
You could lose 50 pounds, and it's like the most generic spam. And I block them. But the issue I have more with the political ones is that they're local numbers. So
yeah.
I'm like, anybody could be texting me. I know these are volunteers, but this is really weird.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel strange doing this without knowing who it's coming from. Like an email, at least I have a header.
Sure.
And I know it's coming from an organization.
Sure.
But this text stuff is just, and then I got these, they're sending me crazy stuff. I just cannot.
Right.
Our cities are burning to the ground.
I just want November 3rd to be here and be gone.
Early voting starts today, by the way.
Amen.
So go vote. Go register to vote. 2 weeks away from it. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Commercial-free hours. We do them all day, every day.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.